You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Like groceries. Are you an aspiring autocrat? Well, good news. We've got a foolproof five-step concept of a plan just for you. How to destroy a democracy. Step one. Control the money. Why beg for loyalty when you can just buy it? Simply take control of taxation and spending. Want a country to support you? Hit them with tariffs. Not just any tariffs. Reciprocal tariffs. And sure, some will poo-poo tariffs. But those whiners, they're for the birds. A fancy way of saying, I'll punish your economy until you be my Lindsey Graham. It's economic warfare and a loyalty test all in one. Step two. Silence the lawyers. Democracy loves legal nerds who insist on things like the rule of law. Make sure the biggest law firms know that representing your enemies comes with a hefty price. No more lawsuits, no more investigations, just pure, unchecked power. It's fun to be above the law when you're standing on it like a rug. Step three, muzzle the universities. Independent thought, free debate, a breeding ground for dangerous ideas. Step four, keep businesses in line. Big industry has too much power. But don't worry, with a few well-placed reciprocal tariffs, you can make every CEO come crawling on their knees. Step five, create the problem, then sell the solution. Make sure the economy is in constant turmoil. Nothing too devastating, just enough pain to make you the only person who can fix it. Then swoop in like a hero when you fix the very problem you created. Before long, people will be begging you to stay in power forever. And there you have it. Five easy steps to dismantling a democracy and securing yourself a lifetime of unchecked power. Just remember, if anyone calls you a dictator, laugh. Say, no, you're the dictator. And then tariff them into oblivion.
See, it's easy.
It's simple. Yeah.
Why not? It's what's happening, I guess.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy, our famous theme song right there.
Mm-hmm.
Something you had something to do with.
Huh? Oh, that was a long time ago, yeah.
You played lead guitar on
that. I did, yes. That was.
I love your vocals,
back
too.
The vocals are really kind of buried in the mix somewhere. It's 8 minutes past seven. Yes, it's John and Gordy along with producer Sam on this Tuesday, April 8th. It's cold this morning in the low 20s. We'll get into the mid 40s later on. And shall we give away tickets right now for Danae Hayes? What do you think, Sam? It's up to you. You're the producer. Are you good with that?
Sure.
Are you all
right? Yeah, why not?
And Danae Hayes is playing at the Overture Center this Saturday if you'd like to go. Why don't you text us on the Civic Media app? The word is comedy, okay? Comedy. Because Danae Hayes is a very funny comedian. And again, she's at the Overture Center Saturday night. So if you're available to go Saturday at 8 o'clock to the Overture Center, Danae Hayes tickets, text us the word comedy. Use the Civic Media app and we'll line you up if you are the winner that we select, okay? All right.
Well, it sounds fantastic.
It's going to be a big show.
You want to just play a random clip from her act, okay? We could just put it on the air cold.
Without checking it for naughty words?
There's no profanity.
Coming from the person who already played a clip on the air.
Yeah, we had to swear and dump out of it.
Well, I can't imagine how those things slip by.
You're so used to hearing it in your daily life that you don't even recognize it.
I swear like a sailor all the time.
I make mental notes as I go through these clips thinking, oh, I got to get that. Yeah. I look at the timing on.
Yeah.
I just missed that.
You
one.
Missed the bleep.
I did. But it's that word that I'm trying to get acceptable again first thing in the morning.
Well, you hear it on MSNBC in the evenings.
Yeah, I know.
CNN.
Yeah.
Yeah, they let it go.
It's all out there, but, you know, people in the morning, they're different.
I guess.
Their bodies change. Their mental capacity changes at that point. Later in the day, then they can handle it. So it's human nature. Just human nature, Gordy.
Okay. Thanks for explaining that to me because I didn't know.
This is my argument to the FCC when I finally get in front of them, and they'll certainly want me to appear in front of them soon.
They're going to haul you away in cuffs. lock you in the hooskow and throw away the key.
Well, maybe I'll appear in front of the Supreme Court before Rebecca Bradley leaves.
This is going to be the reason that you get hauled off to a camp, John. Yes. Not because you're a political prisoner. It's because you're going to swear on the air.
That's right.
That's it.
I stand behind the S word.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Let's get to the next Supreme Court justice election, okay? This is going to happen in...
We just had one. Do we have to really get to it now?
Yes, definitely. We have to start thinking about it because this is a big one. This is the huge election. This is April 7th, 2026. Okay. And there are elections every year, I guess, for the next 5 years or so. Mm-hmm. But anyway, this is some of the writings from Rebecca Bradley before she was elected into the Supreme Court. By the way, she was put into the Supreme Court by Scott Walker.
Oh.
Just set in there. She didn't have to run for election.
How did that happen? He just selected her?
He had to fill
that
space.
Okay.
And the thing is, then she ran for the position.
Yeah.
And she won.
Uh-huh.
And she won even though the information I'm about to give you was out there and everybody heard about it, but it didn't matter, okay? I think it matters, and I'm going to take a look at her past history here.
Okay.
This is from the Marquette Tribune, okay, Marquette University, from 1992, and this is what she wrote, okay? I'm quoting her. Perhaps AIDS awareness would seek to educate us with their misdirected compassion for the degenerates who basically commit suicide through their behavior. Well, that doesn't sound too friendly for those people who have AIDS.
Jeez.
And here's another one. One will be better off contracting AIDS than developing cancer because those afflicted with the politically correct disease will be getting all of the funding. How sad that the lives of degenerate drug addicts and queers are valued more than the innocent victims of more prevalent ailments.
That's what.
And again,
she said.
This is what Rebecca Bradley wrote as an editorial in the Marquette Tribune back in 1992. She still won the election for the Supreme Court. Okay, keep that in mind. All of this was out there, and she hasn't changed since 1992. What she said 24 years ago about queer-loving, flag-burning, radical, socialist, pot-smoking liberals who voted for Bill Clinton when she was at Marquette University, and this is a quote, we've just had an election which proves the majority of voters are either totally stupid or entirely evil. Here's another quote. The PC movement is entirely the agenda of feminists, gays, liberal extremists, and 1960s radicals who never left school and consequently are largely ignorant of the real world. Well, thank goodness Rebecca Bradley's out there setting the record straight.
Hmm.
These are all quotes that were out there that got her elected to the Supreme Court. Yes. No, you got to keep this in mind. She's running again next year.
Yeah.
For another 10-year term. Is she being unfair, though? Well, what happened to these conservative values that she had? Listen to this. This is...
Okay. There's more? You know,
she can say these things, but does she live these things? As a private attorney, Rebecca Bradley represented in a child placement case the former chief operating officer of the law firm, where both had previously worked, and with whom she acknowledged having had an extramarital affair with this guy, according to court records. So she's playing around, having an affair on a case of child placement. There you go. Okay. I mean, you can't get any better than that. Okay?
That seems like maybe over the line just
maybe,
a little
maybe
bit.
Maybe over the
just
line as well, right?
Questionable behavior.
Okay, now up front, at the time, the host was Mike Goucher in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
And Goucher didn't hold back. He asked her about some of this stuff. Let's listen to cut 38. Okay, cut 38.
But your critics take note of the fact that you were once a member of the Republican National Lawyers Association. And if you go to their website, you see them talk about the goal of advancing Republican ideals. And quoting from their website, it says the RNLA further builds the Republican Party's goals and ideals through a nationwide network of supportive lawyers who understand and directly support Republican policy agendas and candidates. So you say you're going to be free of political agendas, but you belonged at one time to a group that promotes a political agenda. How can you tell people that you will be impartial?
Yeah, but about...
Well, when I became a judge, I set aside all of my political inclinations, and that was in the past. As a jurist, I do not belong to any political party, and the principles that I apply to the laws that I have to apply and in my decision-making are the same principles whether it's a Democratic legislature or a Republican legislature that has enacted the law. And I'm very able to set aside, again, my personal beliefs and my political inclinations. We all have them, but the job of a judge, the duty of a judge, is to set all of that aside, and I have a record of doing that.
No, she actually doesn't have a record of doing that at all. What do you think?
Well,
do you think she should run again and get elected to another 10-year term?
I think she ought to think about that again. she ought to run that by
she's
a few people.
Again.
Really?
The right-wing group, Wisconsin Right Now, actually didn't think that she would run again. And I guess they were actually providing a list of possible candidates
to run
for the Supreme Court.
Right.
Yes, but they can throw that list away.
Really?
Because she just announced that she's running again.
Wow.
Already?
Yes.
What?
It doesn't happen.
No, it starts right away.
Earlier, well, the election is in 2027, you said? April?
No, 26. Next year.
Oh, okay.
Next April.
Well.
So a year away.
So she's got to throw her hat in the ring.
Yes,
now,
early.
Soon.
Because she's really got to kind of fight all of this stuff that I just read.
John,
you know?
Why don't you run against her?
Why don't you? Yeah.
Anybody could at this point. and should win, you know, for a fair society. This is...
I think you'd look good in a robe like that, that they wear...
Yeah?
Yeah, I think it's a good look
Which
for
means,
you.
You know, I don't have to wear too much underneath it, do I?
Well, I hadn't thought of that, but God.
Well, sorry I brought that up. I was actually thinking of wearing jeans, you know.
But, sure you were. Okay. Okay.
Well, okay, look, I got another cut coming up, but
we don't have time for that.
I know. I'm going to play it after the break here,
right.
But this is really going to shock you. So.
Sam, have we selected a winner yet for the Danae Hayes tickets?
She's at the Overtures. Hopefully, as soon as we're back from the break.
Okay. All right. We'll get to that. And also...
Yes, and Mark out in the Zach says she was a troll even back then.
Okay.
And she trolled a lot of people back then.
Mm-hmm. All right. We will get to more on John and Gordy in the Morning in just a moment. Stay with us. We'll check the weather with Brittany Merlot next.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the Morning. Yesterday we had a few snow flurries. Did you see that?
They just popped up out of nowhere. They
I know. Icy crystals.
Yeah. Very weird.
High winds, icy crystals.
Yeah.
Really horrible. But you know what?
What?
As it was happening, one person came to mind. Brittany Merlot. She predicted this. She said, you're going to get some of this. You know,
our
you can
WMDX
laugh at us up north.
Chief meteorologist Brittany Merlot predicted that.
But you're going to get some flurries. Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
And it
came true.
It happened.
It happened.
Good morning,
and
Brittany.
It happened.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that it happened. Good
well,
morning.
It's okay.
Good morning.
You don't have to
you.
Apologize.
A lot of people were shocked. I mean, those flurries are flying all across the state. They didn't pile up anything, though, right?
No.
Just a trace
no.
out there. Good.
No.
Good.
Didn't last very long. But today is starting out bright and sunny, but it's pretty chilly to start things out.
Yeah, what the heck? It's 19 degrees right now in Madison.
I know.
It's actually
It's below zero, way up north. This town called Kings. It's right on the border of the UP. Mm. They're at 2 below right now. I feel so bad for them. Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Now, what is this? Is some kind of nor'easter?
Polar vortex?
The polar vortex. I'm just throwing words out there.
I know. It was a darn cold front that came through. That's what sparked up those flurries. And now we've got the clear skies and no clouds. It just got so cold this morning. But we're good. We're good this afternoon. We're going to go right back to those low to mid 40s. And then tomorrow the clouds roll in and we've got some rain chances by the afternoon. It'll just kind of continue into the evening, but highs tomorrow again into those low 40s. And then the warm up starts. So Thursday, we're going to climb to almost 50 degrees, a few spotty showers in the morning. Thursday will be a little darker with cloudy skies, unfortunately. But as we go into Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, nothing but sunshine. You're looking at mid-50s Friday, low 60s Saturday, and almost 70 on Sunday. So that'll put a smile on your face.
Oh, my God.
I might have to set up the gazebo in the back.
I think so.
Think so?
Yeah.
And I'm putting away the heavy coats.
Do we have any, long range, any more snow in the forecast?
Any cold weather?
Any really bad?
I don't see anything like major accumulating at all. I just see those overnight chances for snow, you know, when we get below freezing at that point, but nothing during the day. I don't see any major snowstorm, nothing. So I'm going to put my coats away, but we'll see.
All right. Well, let's do it. Okay. Let's do it together.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Brittany.
All right, Brittany.
We appreciate that update. Okay. You have a good day.
Yep.
That's
you
our
too.
WMDX Chief Meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. I want to mention here, if you haven't done it lately, check out our new updated, it's powerful, our website, WMDXradio.com. They have souped it up. It's unbelievable.
Really? It's super
what you'll
fast
see
now.
On. Oh, it's crazy. It's got everything on. It's got upcoming contests, like Peter Frampton tickets that we're going to be giving away. You can find out about that. Also, news and events, and you can sign up for the newsletter. All kinds of great information there at WMDXradio.com.
You know, I was going through the website, and you know how I hear some of the news broadcasts that we have here in the station.
Exactly, yes.
And you can listen to those again. In case you like missed half the story or something like that, go back and go to our Civic Media app and check out. You can hear the actual newscast where it was said, where you could hear that story again. So it was fantastic stuff.
Yep. And again, WMDXradio.com. You can sign up there. All also, real quickly, just got to mention this portion of John and Gordy in the Morning brought to you by the Verlo Mattress Folks of Madison. Verlo Mismatch Sale continues. Biggest sale of the year. Mismatch on the outside. Same Verlo long-lasting craftsmanship on the inside. Hurry in now. Save an additional 10% off of every mattress and box spring. Wake up and sleep better with Verlo Mattress of Madison. Two locations, east and west. Go to verlo.com.
Okay. We're talking about Justice Rebecca Bradley announcing that she's going to run again for another 10-year term, April 7th, 2026. We're filling you in on her background, and we're just partially through this, and I want to thank Mark for reminding me. I looked all over for this, could not find it in the archives at any of the media sites, but thank you for bringing it up. He wrote, but she sure helped Scott Walker when she joined her conservative colleagues and ordering the evidence against him in the John Doe 2 investigation to be destroyed. This was a huge, huge investigation where they're getting payoffs from other from big money donors.
Yeah.
And it was just it looked like he was guilty as heck. And then the Supreme Court justices, the conservative ones, threw the case out and said that the evidence must be destroyed.
I wonder why they did that.
Gives you a little hint. Okay, let's move on here. Department of Health Secretary locked down the state during COVID, prompting a lawsuit that the secretary didn't have that power. Rebecca Bradley's questioning of the state attorney defending the lockdown revealed who Bradley listened to. Listen to this. She was listening to talk radio talking points. Let's listen to Cut 39. All right, here we go.
Got it. Sorry, right about here.
There we go.
Here it
Which
goes.
Reads in part that all people have certain inherent rights. Among these are I'd like to direct your attention to Article 1, Section 1 of the Wisconsin Constitution, which reads in part that all people have certain inherent rights. Among these are liberty. To secure these rights, governments are instituted, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. My question for you is, where in the Constitution did the people of Wisconsin confer authority on a single unelected cabinet secretary to compel almost 6 million people to stay at home and close their businesses and face imprisonment if they don't comply, with no input from the legislature, without the consent of the people? Isn't it the very definition of tyranny for one person to order people to be imprisoned for going to work, among other ordinarily lawful activities? Where does the Constitution say that's permissible, counsel?
The Constitution provides that the legislature may enact statutes to protect the public health. And that is exactly what the legislature has done in Chapter 252.02, sub 3, 4, and 6. So I think that expression of legislative intent that grants DHS the power to do whatever is necessary to combat a novel, deadly, communicable disease like the one we're facing today is where we find that consent.
I'll direct your attention to another time in history, in the Korematsu decision, where the court said the need for action was great and time was short. And that justified, and I'm quoting, assembling together and placing under guard all those of Japanese ancestry in assembly centers during World War II.
That's similar.
The secretary, under this broad delegation of legislative power or legislative-like power, order people out of their homes into centers where they are properly socially distanced.
Okay. All right. Well, you get the idea.
Heard enough. Yeah.
She's nuts. Okay. That's Rebecca Bradley.
Okay.
Running again for Supreme Court Justice next year.
Coming back with more of John and Gordy after this on WMDX.
Portion of the show is being brought to you by Moonshine Light, the new low-calorie illegal whiskey for people who are looking for an easy way to lose excess pounds and their livers.
Thank you, John.
Nice. What are you doing, your Jimi Hendrix impression there with the feedback?
That's what I'm thinking, you know. If I can't play a song and end it with feedback, I'm going to do it with the headphones right here on the air, okay? Oh,
thanks for killing our ears here, okay, buddy.
Well, thank you.
7:35. It's chilly out there, low 20s right now. We'll get into the mid-40s later on. And did we want to announce our winner there?
Yeah, go if you want to, you can go for it.
Danae Hayes tickets, Overture Center. Congratulations to Laddie. Where is Laddie from?
In Madison.
Okay. Congratulations, Laddie. We will be in touch with you if we haven't been already about how to get those tickets. Going to send those out to you, and you'll be enjoying the Danae Hayes show at the Overture Center this Saturday. A very funny comedian. Tomorrow we'll be giving away Peter Frampton tickets. He's appearing at the Riverside Theater April 15th. So more on that coming up. Sam, I noticed as I was in the break here, coming back through your part of the studio over there, you're using Catherine's coffee cup.
Way to stir the pot. Now
what?
She's going to come in and yell
at me. I don't think
me.
She's going to like that.
You know, I'm using Catherine's mug today.
Why did you select her? Why did you do? Were you just? I'm not stirring it up. You're stirring
well,
it up.
Well, today,
man.
I'm the boss, Catherine.
Why? Why have you declared that?
If I have the mug with the K on it, that means that I'm the boss.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
You're really
that's
starting
right.
to, you know, everybody knows you're leaving for a career in education
and
soon.
So I get to push people's buttons and
yeah,
not have
you,
any
so you can do anything you want. Now,
you got
right?
one foot out the door, so you're just going to stir things up around here.
And he walks around the studio here with his Mamma Mia sweatshirt
what?
On.
What?
Yeah, really?
What's the
How innocent is that? How yeah. innocent? I'm just an innocent person.
By the way, if you'd like to apply for Sam's job, there's still openings.
Yeah, we're taking openings right now.
I think you may be leaving sooner than you think.
Yeah,
you can find out more on our career page here at WMDXradio.com. Okay.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Well, I don't know. You know, I was talking to Sam during that break, yeah. how 60 Minutes isn't considered as important as it used to be. And he brought up the fact that they did get some press because of the way they edited the Kamala Harris interview. But that was no different than any of the other interviews they've ever had on the show for the last 40, 50, 60 years, whatever year
My point was when Donald Trump brought attention to it, that makes everyone view – everyone who supports Donald Trump views 60 Minutes in a lesser light.
That's right. And now they either had a broadcast or their broadcast is coming up this weekend. I'm not sure, but there was a post on X where they said that there are no criminal records for 75% of the deportees that went to El Salvador. 75% of those who were shipped to El Salvador, there are no criminal records for them, okay? And of the 22% that had records, the vast majority are for not violent crimes, okay? But still, the Trump administration insists that they're terrorists, even with no criminal record. They're terrorists, all right? And the Supreme Court just came out with a decision yesterday about the Aliens and Enemies Act that they can actually do this. They're a lot. Court is allowing this. I don't know how they can let this happen, right? They're allowing the enforcement of this.
This is why we have due process.
That's right. There is a caveat to their decision, though, and this is it. It said that from here on in.
Oh, from now on?
Why would it be from here on in? I mean, there are people affected. Lots.
Right now.
Lots of deportees, all right? I mean, that's 238 people shipped to El Salvador. That's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But from here on in, God, this is an activist court. The alleged gang members need to be given notice of deportation and the opportunity to contest the deportation. So they'll have the day in court. But only from now on. Screw the 238 people before that. Again, 75% of those deported did not have any criminal records at all, according to 60 Minutes. So there you go.
And of those 22% that had records, the vast majority, nonviolent offenses.
That's right. That's right. Unbelievable, isn't it?
So away they go, and they'll stay in the jails there in Salvador, El Salvador.
Well, they act like they can't get them back. Once they're there, they can't do anything.
Can't do anything.
Know what? I think they can because they're paying for the torture in El Salvador. They are. They're paying for it, paying the prison for doing this.
That's
crazy. All they have to do is, say, well, we're not going to fund you anymore. And I think they have some sway at that point.
I was going to say, well, why don't we just take a boat down there and bring them back ourselves, but
styrofoam.
Exactly. if they're actually behind bars, well, that might be a little dicey, harder.
A little bit difficult to work through the paperwork.
Yeah,
they don't have any paperwork.
I feel like you two are the kind of guys who would know how to break out of prison.
Do we?
Well,
Gordy,
what do you know about us? Listen, I spent 20 years in Indiana. That was prison enough.
Oh, man. I'll go on with that.
All right. Anyway, let's move on.
Well, let's move on to John Stewart.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's got a little something here. And the Trump stock market plunges that everybody's so interested in.
Yeah, those graphs just keep going down.
They do. So let's listen to John Stewart on the stock market.
This turmoil could have lasting effects on the global economy, on everyday Americans, and most worryingly, the stock portfolios of members of Congress. Mr. President, now is the time to soothe a worried nation.
Donald Trump put this out on social media. Don't be weak. Don't be stupid. Don't be a panican, which he has termed a new party based on weak and stupid people.
A panican.
Panican? The genius who gave us classics like Sleepy Joe. And crooked Hillary just out, you're a panican? How about hystericrats? Repussikins? How about cryontologists? Did the overseas factory you had been sourcing your nicknames from get shut down during the tariff war? So we're going to try this again, Mr. President. Can you ease the fears of this nation like a true leader?
President Trump holding firm, posting on Truth Social, only the weak will fail.
Your economic policy has the same tagline as season 3 of Squid Game? By the way, in case you didn't get the point that he doesn't give a f***, he spent the weekend showing, not telling. He played not a round of golf this weekend, a tournament of golf, a 3-day tournament. He 812 holes of golf with his Live Golf Saudi benefactors. And in case you're wondering about the venerated journalists who are now allowed to be in the press pool, this was literally the first question he was asked on Air Force One in the middle of a financial meltdown.
How was the golf tournament?
Very good. Because I won. It's good to win. You heard I won, right? Did you hear I won?
I know the stock market is not the totality of the economy, but if I remember correctly, in the run-up to the election, Trump seemed very concerned about the stock market.
Yeah. If Harris wins this election, the result will be a Kamala economic crash, a 1929-style depression.
And anything she can do, I can do better.
There you go.
I can do it on my own. I won, Mom. Hey, Mom.
There it is. John Stewart, boy. Daily Show.
Crazy.
A little look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the phones right now. We have Dick on the line.
Yeah.
What do you got for us, Dick?
Good morning, Dick.
Well, he doesn't mention how many mulligans he takes, probably about 12 per nine holes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, easily.
But this situation with these people that were sent to El Salvador, here's what I fear happened, guys. You remember some of those kids that from the last term that they never found? They may not even know where some of these people are, or if they're even alive. And they're covering their butt right now because they know this. I'll bet money on it that they can't account for a good share of that. 75%?
Yeah, that's amazing, isn't it? And yeah, you'd think that maybe the Supreme Court had that information. They must have known that.
I don't know. They're totally covering for him, I'm thinking.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm thinking, too.
Sure,
it's an activist Supreme Court in the corner of our
dictator.
Dick, thank you
for that call.
Thanks, Dick.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, man, I tell you. All right, let's... what?
Yes, Sam?
Well, we were talking about golf a little bit before when Trump was talking about his big win at his golf tournament.
Right?
Yeah. Pulled up.
You got the golf tracker?
The Trump golf tracker, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm a little surprised how far along we are into his presidency. We've got 22 days left of his first 100 days. We're at day 78. He has currently spent just under 27% of his time in office golfing.
Mm.
21 days spent out on the golf course.
That's a lot. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. I have a cut somewhere about his golfing.
Do you?
Yeah, it's just a whole bunch of clips together where he's talking about not having time to golf.
He's too busy.
Well, if he becomes president, how could a president have any time to golf?
That's right. Yeah.
Do you have it?
Did you find it?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, yeah, all let's right. play it. Let's
I'm going to be working for you. I'm not going to have time to go play golf.
Obama, it was reported today, played 250 rounds of golf.
Everything's executive order because he doesn't have enough time because he's playing so much golf.
Obama ought to get off the golf course and get down there. I'm going to be working for you. I'm not going to have time to go play golf.
He played more golf last year than Tiger Woods.
That plays more golf than people on the PGA Tour.
I love golf. I think it's one of the greats, but I don't have time.
If I were in the White House, I don't think I'd ever see Turnberry again. I don't think I'd ever see Doral again.
I'm not going to be playing much golf, believe me. If I win this, I'm not going to be playing much golf.
Believe you.
Yeah. Thank you for finding that.
Right.
It's an amazing thing. Completely opposite of what he's doing right now. Completely the opposite. And you know, it's also the complete opposite that he's a good businessman. He's a genius, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
So.
We got a text here, John. Yeah. You want to go for it or shall I?
No, go ahead.
Martin from Verona. Favorite protest sign from Saturday's protests? Mm-hmm. Fred Trump should have pulled out.
Wow.
Martin of Verona, thank you for that.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
Chipping in. Okay.
Now, let's talk about the genius that Trump is at business. Mm-hmm. Now, we know that he's had a few bankruptcies, right? So let's first get into Trump praise, and I hope you can control your gag reflex on this one. This is Fox News spewing Trump praise. This is cut 91. Let's listen to this.
Is that this is precisely what Donald Trump said he was going to do, which is always a shock when a politician does that. And it's what he's been saying for literally decades, that this is what needs to be done to save the American economy.
Oh, and I'll just bring up this. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, you have to just let him do what he's going to do. Give him some time because he is a businessman. He's a billionaire. He knows what he's doing. And when does America say we're tired of paying the most? We're tired of paying and paying and paying and doing what every administration has done. When do we say we're standing up for ourselves and we're going to make free and fair trade? If you're charging us this amount, we're going to charge you that amount.
He knows what he's doing, right?
He does.
But sure. I thought the fascinating part of that was where they said he's saving the economy. We had the strongest economy in the world under Biden, right? I mean, we were rolling along.
Yeah.
We recovered from inflation faster than any other country in the globe. We were rolling along. They are now saving the economy from that?
Markets keep dropping every day like a rock.
We've got Mitt Romney talking about how bad a businessman he really is after this.
Mm-hmm. And some more leftovers.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Terrific if you like eating leftovers.
Leftovers?
Leftovers?
I kept the leftovers.
The leftovers!
Just some leftovers.
Leftovers for a week and a half.
He ate those leftovers!
The funeral leftovers.
Leftovers. Enjoy.
WMDX 92.7.
It's John and Gordy in the morning. Cold temperatures this morning, but not bad the rest of the day. We'll get into the mid-40s this afternoon with a lot of sunshine out there. This portion of John and Gordy in the morning brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. The Verlo Mismatch sale continues for a few more days, the biggest sale of the year. Mismatch on the outside, same Verlo long-lasting craftsmanship on the inside. Hurry in now, save an additional 10% off of every mattress and box spring. Wake up and sleep better. Verlo Mattress of Madison, two locations, east and west. And go to verlo.com for more information.
Everybody knows how much we love coffee on this show, right?
Coffee. We love it.
And, you know, we have the spirit.
Coffee.
Yes. Oh,
coffee.
Here he is. Right
coffee.
Celebrating coffee. Twin Peaks.
Again, yeah.
Exactly.
Coffee.
Yes, coffee.
But I saw the spirit of the Macho Man here in the studio.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What did he have to say?
He had a lot to say.
Really?
Yeah, let's listen to him.
What did he
cup have? Of coffee in the big times. Cup of coffee, man, yeah.
Macho Man. I miss Macho Man.
He's something else.
He was. He really was great. We got a text in here from Sherry Horicon. We hear from her just about every morning. Yes. You know, she calls other shows, but she just texts us. She never calls us.
I'm pretty satisfied with all those eggplant emojis you sent us.
Oh, yeah. It's been a while.
Yeah.
Good morning, John and Gordy and Sam. Great show. I saw a sign protest. Fun fact. The Boston Tea Party was a protest against tariffs.
That's right.
That is true. Yes. There were lots of great signs at the protest.
There really was.
Yeah.
And it's all about the business genius of Trump.
Yeah.
As you heard, you know, before that break, everybody has this well-respected idea of him being the genius, and he's going to help us through and save
He's going to save
the economy.
Us all.
He's going to save the economy from being very successful at one time. Ain't like that anymore. So times have changed.
How's he saving it by putting all these tariffs on countries and the stock market's dropping like a rock?
Yes, I don't know, but
saving it?
Mitt Romney came out with a statement on this. So let's listen to cut 89. All right.
Okay.
So even though Donald Trump has offered very few specific economic plans, what little he has said is enough to know that he would be very bad for American workers and for American families. But you say, wait. Isn't he a huge business success? Doesn't he know what he's talking about? No, he isn't. And no, he doesn't.
Wow. Might run for president on that one.
Yes.
Look, his bankruptcies have crushed small businesses and the men and women who work for them. He inherited his business. He didn't create it. And whatever happened to Trump Airlines? How about Trump University? And then there's Trump Magazine and Trump Vodka and Trump Steaks and Trump Mortgage. A business genius, he is not.
There you go.
That says it all from Mitt Romney. We miss Mitt. Bring back Mitt.
Yes, I know. When he was talking to those millionaire billionaires, you know, that was the deciding factor for his presidential run. Mm. All right, now let's talk about Fran Lebowitz, photographer extraordinaire, right?
She's great.
Yeah, she's fantastic, but she's also very political.
No, I think you're thinking of Annie Lebowitz.
Oh, Annie Lebowitz. Fran Lebowitz is the author and journalist.
Yeah, columnist.
And she is, that's right. So she came out with a fantastic comment. I thought, you know, some people may disagree, but you be the judge of what she has to say about the mega Republicans right now. Let's listen to Fran Lebowitz.
Do you think that the Democrats, you talk about the Democrats a lot, do you think that the Democrats have learned anything about those people that Hillary Clinton called the deplorables?
You know, I think that it's very hard for people who are reasonable to understand these Republicans. So I always say to people, it's very easy. First of all, they're not Republicans. They're anarchists. You know, I know the left in the United States, you know, a lot of them say pride themselves on being anarchists, but they're not. The Republicans are anarchists.
Right.
They're destroyers of government, destroyers of democracy.
Mm-hmm.
So the Democrats are always trying to analyze them. Why do they think this? Why do they think that? And I said, you know, a six-year-old could tell you what's wrong with these people. They are mean and they are stupid. And it's as simple as that. They pride themselves on their stupidity, their ignorance, you know, and their meanness. They're really mean. The things that they want to do, like, let's not give any food. We have something in the United States called food stamps, which is if you don't make enough money to buy food, the government can give you these stamps, which you can use to buy food. This is something they're very much against, you know, and at the same time that they're very much proclaiming their Christianity, you know, which is, I always say, look, I'm not an expert in Jesus, okay, but I feel like food stamps, Jesus might have had that idea himself, you know. So they're very mean and they're really stupid and they're very proud of their ignorance.
Let me just ask you this, because Bernie Sanders has been saying, and said in fact on our program recently, that he wanted Australians to understand that all of those people voting MAGA, voting Trump, are not racist. They're people who have suffered financially.
Well, he's wrong. He's wrong. He's often wrong, Bernie Sanders, by the way. So he is wrong. They are racist. Racism is the central appeal of Trump. You know, they're misogyny and racism. Racism first, and then misogyny. So that Bernie Sanders is just wrong about that. I mean, there are many people who suffered. Of course, there are people who suffer. But if you're talking about people, I mean, what Trump talks about and what, you know, other people like Trump talk about is, you know, I'm going to bring back the 1950s. That's what they talk about.
Yeah,
I'm going to bring back the 1950s. I'm going to bring back what they're talking about. I'm going to bring back.
Yeah. Industry. That's Fran Lebowitz, author and columnist. And that's going to do it for us for today. Stephanie Miller's coming up next. Tomorrow we've got Peter Frampton tickets to give away.
Oh.
And we'll be talking to Substack blogger and author Mike McCabe. You know, what goes around comes around.
That's right.
That's his thought. That's it. Have a great day, John.
Take care now.
All right. Let's go drinking.
Yes.
The national news cycle never stops. but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.